Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hi.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about our new site, backtaxlists.com, and how it's going to take over the real estate or the space on the internet. There's exactly two competitors, and one of them's actually out of business. Before we really get into it, though, let's take a question posted by one of our members on landacademy.com online community. It's free.
Thank you. Joshua asked, when I received a deed in the mail with the property I'm buying, I sent it to the county with the recording fee. A couple weeks later, I received the deed back with the receipt for the fee. However, when I contacted the county the other day, they told me that the property wasn't actually recorded in my name. It turns out that because of the timing, tax season, they had a hold on making any changes on the deed. So I guess I'm looking for a little advice on how to handle this. Does this mean I just have to sit on this property until their hold is over and they will record the deed? Aww.
Yeah.
No.
Boy, I wish I had better news, Joshua. And I wish this didn't happen in real life, but this is a real life question.
Yeah.
Pretty much PhD level stuff here.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. The whole key to recording property at the county is to get what's called a book and a page number. Counties do it all different. Sometimes you can do it online. Like in Maricopa County, which is where Phoenix and Scottsdale is, you can literally just go do it right online and get the book and the page immediately. So then it is recorded. And so forget about what's on the actual document or what's stamped, or sometimes there's a sticker, sometimes there's a barcode. If you have a book and page that is unique to each recording, you're done. But what you're talking about here is probably a relatively rural county. And yeah, sometimes they hold recording for a lot of reasons. The most common reason that I've seen is that there's only one person that knows how to do it, and they only work 2 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
Or they went on vacation, which is probably really what's going on here.
Mm-hmm.
They're just too busy, or that person got pulled off to do something else in the county that was really necessary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like there was a forest fire or something crazy that happens. This stuff really happens.
It does.
So that's really what's going on. Yeah, it does not mean that you have to sit around and wait to sell the property. And if the buyer checks up on it and they find out exactly what you found out, you just explain the story. Explain it just like I did. Tell them the truth. And no, you don't have to wait. You can send the deed in and with a sticky note on it that says, hey.
You already have one.
As a buyer, I sent this deed in, and now I'm the seller. So please find that other deed. I don't know if it's recorded yet, but they go together.
Yeah, exactly. That one's going to be.
Jill does this all the time.
And that's what's going to happen, by the way. These are all date and time stamped when they get them, so they are going to be recorded in order so that you don't have to worry.
That's a really good question.
Mm-hmm. So for whenever their backup is caught up, and I've had some that have been a month behind, that's like, I've called and said, yeah, we're 30 days behind. And I say, okay. And they're all in order in a pile, literally. And they'll get to them when they get to them. And then the number one's going to come through. And then, you know, 30 piles later, here comes your second one. Or, you know, 30 deeds later, however many they get.
There's a couple counties that Jill and I have done thousands of transactions in. And one of them, I went there once just to face with a name kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they had like a soda box, an empty soda box with all the deeds.
Oh, I believe it.
And it was exactly what he's describing. It's like, yeah, we just haven't, mm-hmm. yeah, we know, we get it.
Mm-hmm.
It all gets done, but here, this is a box of your stuff.
Exactly.
I'm like, wow,
exactly.
I should have taken a picture. That was a long time ago.
That's so funny. Another thing that can happen, just so you know, Joshua, is sometimes too, they'll record it. It's technically recorded, but it doesn't show up online. So
right. That's
a very common one. So don't worry. You know, it is recorded. It is yours. It's all good. It just takes a while. Sometimes they may be days, weeks, months. I've even had counties in the past that have said, we do them all at the end of the year. That's kind of our thing. And then they all reset.
Uh-huh. I've never heard that.
They really do. They save them all for the end of the year. They all reset at the same time on January 1. What's funny is the property could have changed three times during the year. You know, you never know. But it all resets on January 1.
Jill.
And that's
I've
okay.
never heard of that.
Yep, I have.
I guess so the assessor, maybe it's based on when the assessor does all their work too.
I
so it's a smaller county. They probably have 200 or 300 or 400 transfers, and that's it.
Maybe.
Nothing like But LA County or something.
Exactly. It's usually a smaller county, yeah. And they just do it at one time. They just say, yeah, we know. It'll be fine. Yeah, we see it. They look it up like on their end and see it too. It's just not updated on the public end yet.
Mm-hmm.
And that's totally fine. It's all normal. So it's
we should talk more,
Jill. It's crazy. Yeah, we should. If you have a question for me, Jack, or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us.
That's hilarious.
AtlantaAcademy.com. Today's topic.
Oh, I like it. Go
thank
ahead.
Thank you. Our backs tax list site is going to take over this space. And I would just like to add, this is every, once again, this is not because we want to. It's because there's a need and we kind of have to.
Yeah.
Because it's confusing people and people are doing things. People are getting hung up on this.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is why we're going to take care of this problem. Jack?
In the cash flow from land program, our educational series about how to purchase land, how we purchase it anyway, which is enjoying a tremendous amount of success, even though I didn't think one person would ever really want to watch it.
You're so funny.
It's 10 hours long, by the way.
I know that. I remember. Oh, boy. Do I. I think it's a little over 10.
Jill was a producer.
Yeah. It was good.
And she, I think, at one point, I think you said, I don't think anyone's ever going to watch this.
I put my heart and soul in that, man.
It came out really well.
It did.
Anyway, I talk about, you know, one of the ways that you choose or how you choose to an area to work in is to check the number of back taxes in that property. And I say over and over, go to taxsalelists.com and do that because it's free. And they have a cool map there. And they say county by county, they tell you how many, you know, how many back tax properties there are.
Right.
Well, that's gone. And so, and
it's
then
not
there
free
was,
anymore.
It's not free. And the guys who bought the site, bought the company from John, who started the site, the greatest guy ever, sold the company, sold the website to somebody else who's, they are not the greatest people ever. And so that's all gone. So we decided to just recreate it ourselves.
Right.
And we are. Our IT staff is working on it as we speak. And it also will replace etaxsales.com. Which is out of business.
Which is really funny. I got to tell you, I tried to go to that site real quick, Jack, as we're preparing for the show.
Uh-huh.
My device, I'm on my tablet here, it says not safe to open that site.
Yeah, they're
So I'm not even going to open it. I'm not even going to go there. It's hilarious.
Their SSL certificate expired. I noticed that, too.
Totally.
You can get in there, and it's actually pretty, it's safe, but we are emulating times and then really, really improving. We talked a little bit about it yesterday in our dual show Tuesday, but we are really improving. The face of the site will look like this. It's a map with each state. You click on the state, then you see every county in the state. And then you click on the county, and you get down to the information page. And there is just a tremendous amount of information on that landing page for every single county. Like population statistics, density, back tax information, tax lists, how to contact everybody in the county, what their names are, a nifty little summary of what goes on in that county or and in that state about recording, whether or not you need an attorney or how it really works. Just like the real world stuff, you know.
I would like to
statute
add
statute stuff. Go
thank
ahead.
Thank you. This is not the end all be all way you should be going about your business in our world. You do not want to only focus on those people. So this is a tool and
taxes.
A resource that we use. Back tax properties.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I just want to just reiterate, that's not the reason we're going down this path at all. To say, oh, you should just do that. Because that's silly. You're missing so much good, valuable property. That's ridiculous. So I want to just make sure this is just a resource and a tool.
What Jill's really saying is, there are some people in this world of land investing that only mail offers to properties where there's back taxes associated with that property. We are not advocating that in any way. In fact, it's diametrically wrong.
Right.
And we never do that. And I don't think we have any members who do it. I hope.
Mm-mm.
So
we seek out all members, whether they're current or not current on their taxes, because there's so much out there, and there's so many valuable assets to buy from people who are current on their taxes. And you know, and I still think that, see, it rubs me the wrong way. I'm going to be honest here.
Good.
It rubs me the wrong way.
It rubs me the wrong way too.
Because I think that these people might be trying to prey, I'm going to be really blunt here, on people in dire straits. They think that, oh, they can't afford it, or there's something going on, and you can basically kind of hit them where it hurts. And I just don't roll that way. And that's, so there's two things. Number one, I'm not trying to hit anybody where it hurts. We're just trying to find, all we're trying to do is reach out to the planet of property owners and see who wants to sell. That's it.
Yeah, we're looking for a situation. We're not looking for a piece of property. I've said it a million times. And the best way to do that is to anybody, people who own property, the logical ones that fit your acquisition criteria need to get an offer from you on your terms. You know, we've been doing this since the 90s. 15,000, we're almost 16,000 deals in now.
Yeah.
And it works.
It does.
And they love it. The people who choose to sign those letters and call us back, sign the offer, they love it. They want the money. They're not upset.
I'll tell you, and it's so great because in our world, the people that I get, they don't get other offers because I'm hitting everybody.
Yeah.
So the people who are doing the back tax exclusively,
it's saturated.
Yeah, you might be hitting the same people again. You know, they're probably getting tired of it.
Mm-hmm.
And their next door neighbor just got my letter, and your next door neighbor just took my offer, and we're all happy over here.
Yeah. There's 145 million properties in this country. There's enough.
And growing, because you're subdividing as fast as you can.
I did a whole blog. I did a blog called Buy Property. They're not making it anymore. Not.
Exactly.
It's a silly saying.
That's the funniest thing.
They are making more property.
Oh, yeah.
They is me.
Exactly. I love it. Exactly.
So back tax lists, we don't want to belabor the point, and the site's not up yet. It's being constructed right now. It's going to be cool.
It is.
All that content's done. That's when I got excited about it. I went and bought the .com and I got all the content done. I wrote it all. It's all done.
Right.
The maps are just, they're just being done. It's not actually a less of a large project than you think.
Will you just explain one more time the how we use it as a tool?
Yeah. So what in the cash flow from land pro, finding out a tremendous amount of data about a county before you get into it and choose it as an acquisition candidate for yourself is imperative. Let me give you an example. And everybody in this industry does this backwards. They do it wrong. They look at the real estate first and then work out all the other details, and that's exactly what I don't do. One of the things I do is I check the county to see if they're subdividing friendly. I check to see if the recorder's in a good mood. I'm not exaggerating.
Yeah.
Remember that recorder in Washington that just harassed you for 2 weeks?
Oh, she was hilarious. I was pretty much saying, yes,
never,
ma'am,
ever
no,
send
ma'am.
A mailer because of her.
The funniest
because of her specifically, I will never send another mailer
she
in that county.
She thinks she was the mayor of that county, and she personally could decide who could buy and who could not buy. And I got through, but it was the funniest thing. Marilyn, oh my gosh.
Yeah. She's got to be retired by now. I think
she should have retired 10 years ago before I talked to her.
She's probably 95 and not, she didn't have
couldn't afford to retire.
An ounce of estrogen left in her body.
Oh my
gosh. That's my guess.
Oh no.
That's my guess.
Oh my gosh. She was just so funny. And she would make me print out things that she's staring at on her screen.
Yeah.
I had to print out two copies, one for her, one for the assessor, and send it to her.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
So, I mean, all kidding aside, that's a good example, actually, but you need to know a tremendous amount of stuff about the county. And this was, like all these products, it was at the request of our members. Some members that are not even a part of our group, there's, where can I go get this? Where can I go get this? Man, this is hard. You know, there as far as I know, there's not one place you can go and stare at a single-page website or very few page website and get all the information on all the counties in the country.
Right.
It was tough, but we did it for you. So, that's the whole point. And it's cool too. I love maps.
It's great.
It looks cool.
You do. It's going to be awesome. I know you have a mock-up.
So I mean, we're almost out of time here, but here's a great example. Some states, our members are asking us, can I do this in New York? Because I know you need an attorney to close a real estate deal. And my answer is almost always no, because now that you're adding $1,500 to every deal you do, and some of our deals are, that's the whole transaction value right there.
Right.
Here's another example.
But you could.
Some states are only tax lien states. Some states are tax deed states. Some states are both, like Texas. So, and Arizona. So, you know, does that really, really matter? No, but you need to, if you're going to take this seriously, and our members do, the more education is always better. And the easier you can get it, and the faster you can get it, the better.
Yeah, doing your due diligence, your homework.
It's cool.
It is. It's cool. Oh, my gosh.
And it looks good.
You're so silly.
Like Jill.
Oh, my gosh.
You're cool and you look good.
Jack, you're 17 again. Oh, boy.
I wish.
Uh-huh.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information, that's me.
And inspiration and coolness, that's me. Just kidding.
To get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. What's the show? What are we talking about tomorrow? I know you keep track of this stuff.
Oh, tomorrow's going to be funny. It's one of your funny topics.
Uh-oh.
Hate is not a game.
Oh, the hate.
You
oh,
love talking
wait.
About hate. And if anybody wonders, no, Jack didn't spell that wrong. He likes saying hate like it's San Francisco.
I hate Ashbury.
Yes,
you know.
He's got a thing about that. So that's a Jackism.
You know why?
Why?
You know why I did that?
Why?
Because I don't want the SEO. I don't want hate to come up and be associated SEO-wise with us.
Oh, that's H-A-T-E. Why. I was thinking you're missing something with the SEO doing that. So that's so funny.
Nope, that's it.
I got it.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land Show. We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.